We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In yesterday's chapel, we heard about the problem of smooth talkers, such as Joel Osteen and his false prosperity gospel. The Bible warns about such problems, such falsehoods. But it also reveals God's plan to keep us safe. Let's hear that plan today, as revealed in 1 John chapter 2, reading verses 24 through 27. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that we have from Him, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you, but the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. The first concept in the text, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning, can be visualized with one simple move on my part. From the beginning of your Christian life, this has been God's message to you. It is complete. It tells you everything you need to know about eternal life and God's plan for you in Christ. The second concept has a somewhat unusual term. God is referring to the Holy Spirit when the apostle says, the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you. The anointing of the Spirit is not some special event that only happens to some people. It happens to every believer from the moment of conversion onward. When the Spirit of God comes to create saving faith in your heart, He comes to stay. He's the tutor sent from heaven, whose specialty is to show you what the Bible means, to give you a greater understanding of its truth, along with greater conviction and greater faith based on that truth. As John puts it, the anointing, which is the Spirit Himself, will teach you concerning all things. Here at Emmanuel, we count on that to be true every day, every school year, although it's not something automatic like taking a breath or something routine like pressing play. It's Bible study, what you've been doing for a number of years, and it will involve Bible study activities such as listening, reading, paying close attention to the inspired words of God that are there in the text, tracking the details correctly, remembering, tying concepts to passages, learning and relearning, something to be done privately, but also in this group, in your school and church, with the help of pastors and teachers that God has sent to us. As you do the activities, of course, with the Bible as the right message to stick to, it's the Holy Spirit who makes the connections in your mind and causes the truth to stick in your hearts. Let's get a better grasp on the long-range objective here. What's the point of it all? This study, this sticking to the truth. Is it about accuracy? Being right on all the issues? Being able to say, I'm on the side of God? Verse 26 points to something else. These things I have written to you concerning those who are trying to deceive you. That warning comes from the same apostle who also wrote, many false prophets have gone out into the world. It is with a real sense of urgency that the Apostle John says, test the spirits. No different than what the Lord warned, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. The same as the Apostle Paul in Romans. Watch out for those causing divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine you have learned, and avoid them. The warnings come from God with your spiritual safety, your eternal welfare in mind. Because He loves you, and because His Son died to win eternal life for you, God does what a good father should do. He sets up these safeguards to keep all His children protected from the spiritual harm that does come in the form of false doctrines. 500 years ago, in Germany, the Lutheran Reformation was underway, gaining momentum, becoming the eventual Christ-centered, Bible-based, gospel-assured heritage that we now have. Of course, Luther would be very quick to say that was God's doing, not his. Let's follow in those footsteps of Martin Luther by having the same attitude, which is two things. Knowing the tremendous gift of grace involved from God, and also our daily involvement, our responsibility. We can't afford to be careless as though it does not matter what we do or don't do with the Bible. Surely it matters. There is always the potential to let go of its truth, to let go of the doctrines one by one. But God has something else in mind for you. With His Word as a sure light and the Holy Spirit on the inside teaching you in both your mind and your heart, God is at work among us. He pushes the devil back. He exposes the lies for what they are. He claims us for His truth and joins us together as family, rightly bonded in the right way. I think you know the Reformation motto, right? By grace alone, through faith alone, on Scripture alone. It's true about our salvation and also this blessing of having the Spirit. It is entirely by grace alone, through faith alone, in that God-given truth of Scripture alone. On that, let us depend. Amen. We'll close singing hymn 224, stanzas 1 and 2. Of hymn 224, stanzas 1 and 2.